USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will be spending part of his Friday in Michigan. The former Vice President delivering remarks on health care in Southfield, Michigan, and then heading to Detroit and meeting with faith leaders. As far as what's on the agenda for President Trump, USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
November 3rd is quickly approaching, and President Trump continues to pound the pavement. He delivers remarks at a Make America Great Again rally in Ocala, Florida, Friday afternoon at 3 Eastern. Then he'll head to Macon, Georgia to address a crowd at 6 Eastern time. On Saturday, there's a stop in Muskegon, Michigan to discuss supporting the American way of life. And the president will deliver remarks on supporting law enforcement later Saturday in Janesville, Wisconsin.
According to data out of the University of Florida, nearly 20 million people have already voted in the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi spoke for about 80 minutes on Thursday discussing a new coronavirus relief bill. Pelosi saying progress had been made regarding a deal. As far as if something will be done before the election, Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen reminds everyone on Fox News.
We've all been very focused on the negotiations between the White House and Speaker Pelosi without recognizing that the huge impediment really is with the Senate Republicans and Mitch McConnell at this point in time.
Pelosi and Mnuchin are scheduled to talk through the weekend. There have now been over 8 million confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the United States. The number is jumping by 1 million in less than a month as dozens of states see upticks in infections, particularly in the Midwest. Health experts warning that cases could surge as colder weather drives people inside. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Senate Republicans say the Judiciary Committee will issue a subpoena Tuesday to Twitter chief Jack Dorsey after the social media company blocked a New York Post article relating to Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden. Democratic Senator from Delaware Chris Coons sees nothing wrong with what Twitter did.
Facebook and Twitter have policies to not spread things that are utterly unreliable, that have been debunked, and where their origin is untrustworthy.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham sees a double standard.
Nobody in Twitter and social media shut down anything about Trump and Russia.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg also included in that subpoena. A man was arrested for trying to set a Seattle police vehicle on fire while officers were inside. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
Police officers were in a neighborhood near downtown Seattle Thursday afternoon when they were flagged down by someone concerned about a man holding what appeared to be a torch. Seattle Police Chief Sergeant Randy Husrick told Fox News that as officers tried to contact the man, he was somehow able to get the torch into a sensitive area of the patrol car, which caught fire. Officers were inside the vehicle at the time but were not injured, and the suspect was arrested at the scene.
More news always found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.